better to get the scoop from than Ellen Ratner. Ellen, what's the weather like in D.C.?
The weather is absolutely fabulous. It's beautiful, but man, it got hot in Congress today.
And yeah, it got
because the Tea Party people are none too happy with their speaker.
Really? What were some of the things that you, because of the agreement
well,
to the funding?
Basically, what they're saying is there, you know, various groups put out statements on him, and they said that he did not pay attention to his constituency, and, I mean, they just got nasty out there.
Yeah, and of course, we're talking about Congress approving the bill to fund the government and cut $39.9 billion, so I'm sure it's a lot of the blowback still on that, right?
Well, except that the $39 billion, a lot of it isn't going to really show because a lot of that was money that was never designed to be spent. But 81 Democrats voted with the Speaker, and 59 Republicans voted against it. That's a lot of Republicans.
Yeah, no kidding. It definitely is a lot of Republicans. Now, how are they going to crash their heads against that deficit ceiling? What's going on there with the, what, we have
well,
5 weeks?
Well, interesting is if you really take a look at the deficit, technically it goes away May 16th. But the issue is that if you kind of do some accounting tricks, you can keep the deficit going until about the first week in July. The problem is that Congress on June 24th, both houses is out. I think the House goes out on the 24th. Senate may stay in a few days longer. But that's their drop-dead date. If they don't pass a debt ceiling increase, we're in big trouble as a country because people will stop investing in us, et cetera.
Yeah, no kidding. What about Clinton and Afghanistan, the Secretary of State going to Afghanistan? What's that all about?
Well, she's not going. She actually went to NATO in Europe. But she essentially said, if we're not in Afghanistan, that things are going to be a major problem. And she felt that they're a major problem because if we're not in Afghanistan, then we are essentially giving up, and she said that the Taliban will come right in and fill it out. And she said, you cannot leave Afghanistan until it's stable. Of course, you and I know that could be a very long time.
Yeah, no kidding. As somebody like me who flies a lot, I wanted to ask you this question. What do you make of these air traffic controllers falling asleep, and now the FAA, one of their head administrators, this Randy Babbitt guy, quits because he sees that the pressure's on. They're talking about, and these jobs pay pretty well, Ellen. They're talking about in the overnight hours in these small airports or smaller airports adding a second pair of eyes because of the sleep factor.
Well, not just the sleep factor, but I mean, what person, and the FAA had resigned today, I honestly don't think it was his fault, but what person in a place like Reagan Airport puts one traffic controller in, one pair of eyes? What if that guy goes on a break, has to go to the bathroom? I mean, the point is that you have small little airports all around the Washington area. What if three bad guys get up in three little Cessnas and decide to do some damage, and the air traffic controller isn't even around at Reagan Airport? Not a good situation.
Yeah, they need, I think they need more than, especially Reagan, more than one guy pushing 10. Ellen Ratner, Talk Radio News. As always, a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks. And Ellen, they're talking about the budget. It was kind of interesting to see what happened earlier in the day. I flipped on C-SPAN, I know, Snorespan. But I wanted to see for myself. So the House of Reps passes that legislation that funds the government, just like we were talking about there, for the remainder of the fiscal year, in case you're confused. With all these budget things going on, Nano sent me something from Vermont and said, wait, I'm kind of confused as to what's going on with the debt ceiling and what's happening with the 2012 budget. So we were talking about the 2011 budget, so let's be clear about that. I think we all know now. And the bill should clear the Senate, which you know, that's happening too, and be signed into law by the president. So done deal. It's a done deal, as it did pass the Senate. And the interesting thing, like Ellen said, was the actual vote. But what really is in it when we talk about the $39 billion? What surprises in store? Really none. That's the thing about it. Really, none. There's, when you get down to the nuts and bolts of the whole thing, there really wasn't much there. See, it's always about looking underneath the hood. Sounds so easy, doesn't it? I mean, it's a bill is a bill is a bill, but not really, because it's jammed with other things. And language that's wrapped around and spun over so many different times, you have no idea what you're reading. This is why it was a couple different senators proposed a waiting period where when you tackled things like budgets, which this should have been done a long time ago anyway, rewind the clock to 6 months ago, there's a reading period. So you actually know the specifics that you're voting on instead of the broad strokes. So really, to me, it's just business as usual in Washington. All right, let me set up the menu for you. Coming up here on this show, we're going to actually preview the NBA. I know there's a lot of hoop fans there because we're in a lot of the hoop cities. Maybe you're cheering on the Los Angeles Lakers. Maybe you're cheering on the Philadelphia 76ers. I don't know. Maybe you're cheering on one of the Florida teams. So what are the odds that who you're pulling for will actually make it all the way through? We're going to find out from the Buddha Man. That's coming up round the bend as we lighten the load. Also found out something interesting today, and we'll talk about this. This is also part of it. You know how I have the fascination with space, and that's why I couldn't be more excited about being heard along the space coast as we hope to do a show from down there with the last couple of shuttle launches. There's always something going on. And people are really getting excited about the potential to go and see these shuttles that they had heard about for so many years. You know, one in Los Angeles, Virginia, but none in Houston. And the people at the Johnson Space Center are not happy with it. They don't understand why they got the heave-ho. And I found out some interesting things about the politics of that. So we're also going to clear up that mystery. And send in the clowns. Have you been to the pharmacy to get your kids' ADHD medicine? Oh, you probably might have had a hard time doing that. What if you can't find Adderall or Ritalin? I think it's like 5.4 million kids, I read, 4 to 17 years old, a lot of the high schoolers, take one of the drugs. And there's a shortage. For the past month, there's been a shortage. So first the school tells you at age whatever that your kid has this and needs to be medicated. Then they're on the medicine. It's also a psychological thing because they've been taking it. And then you're out of the medicine. What's a parent to do when they're in that situation? Also from the get-go, weather across the country. Sadly, one person dead in Oklahoma, massive tornado outbreak. I'm kind of on the outskirts of that. In Texas, we've had golf ball-sized hail and all kinds of wild weather just outside of the studio. If you go to americatonight.net, I'm holding up a cup full of some of that, it looks like probably ice cubes, some of the stuff that I grabbed before we went on the air here. I've never seen hail like this before. Crazy. I hope my car didn't get dented. Oh. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to americatonightteam.com. That's americatonightteam.com.
Hello again, I'm back. This is John Swenson at Midas Resources. And I want to address a couple of issues that I hear about daily when we're talking about gold and silver. First, is there anything to suggest that sunny skies are just ahead? We continue to print fiat dollars. Inflation worsens. There's civil unrest around the world. And the demand for gold and silver has never, ever been higher. Next, if you heard that possessing metals is a complicated process, I assure you that whether we're discussing a direct purchase or an IRA rollover, this is a simple, straightforward transaction. This is all about protecting your assets, and frankly, what are your options? The stock market? Real estate? Metal certificates? I don't think so. Please call me, 800-686-2237, extension 128. I promise a casual conversation, no pressure, no nonsense. I'm John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128, and I sincerely look forward to hearing from you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Song in their cities as they root on their favorite hoop team, their professional teams. We're into the playoffs. Steve Budin joins us now, the Buddha man. Hey, what's happening, friend?
The bookmakers are getting ready to bite the dust.
Now, you know what I'm thinking? Lakers, 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 right?
Yeah, you know what? The only thing that I'm worried about now with Bynum hurt, you know, if that stretches past the second round for them, you know, I don't know if they meet Oklahoma City without Bynum, they're in trouble.
Yeah, well, you know, that's true, because what a difference it is on the floor if he's not there, obviously, right?
Yeah, and then you got Kendrick Perkins now with the Thunder, mm-hmm. So I mean that's a big presence inside.
Yeah, what do you think as far as the first round matchups that might be a little bit tough? I'm wondering, you've got Portland, who I think the Dallas Mavericks would have just a terrible time with.
Well, yeah, well, they split the series 2-2 for the season. And, you know, lately the Mavericks look a little soft. You know, they kind of peaked a little early. You know, they were playing real good ball heading into the break. And lately, man, they just seem a little soft against the better teams.
Okay, so Mavericks a little bit
shaky. Yeah, so plus 180 in the series with Portland, you know, maybe a consideration there. You also can get another tough city when you're talking out west. Another tough series is the Thunder and the Nuggets.
Mm.
The Oklahoma City is minus 220, just like the Mavericks. The comeback is plus 180 with the Nuggets. And you know what? Oklahoma City won the series 3-1, but the Nuggets are a different team right now. I don't know. George Karl probably deserves Coach of the Year for the job he's done, you know, assembling all those guys together and getting them to play like a team. And they haven't played much defense, but, you know, playoffs has a way of bringing that defense out of you.
Yeah. In looking at all these matchups, as we just kind of scatter shoot mm-hmm. here, what do you think in this first round is the most interesting matchup? It's really tough to predict this one.
Well, there's two in the East, and obviously we'll start with what they're calling the primetime series. with the Knicks and the Celtics. This all of a sudden became a competitive series, like we talked about earlier, getting rid of Kendrick Perkins and what may be the most confusing move I've seen come out of Boston in 20 years. Danny Ainge obviously feeling it's time to pull the trigger. And I don't know if you watched that NBA TV, they have the establishment where they follow, it's almost like the NBA's, you know, answer to Hard Knocks.
And they
followed the Celtics all year. And when they showed, you know, when the Celtics heard about Kendrick Perkins getting traded, I mean, Doc Rivers was reduced to tears. This was a tremendous move. And, you know, at this point, I mean, unless the Celtics can turn it on like they did last year, because if you remember last year, they were playing bad ball going into the playoffs as well. All of a sudden the playoffs came and they flicked the switch and they were right there again. I just don't think they can do that. They can keep relying on that. I think that's more of a one trick pony. I think the Celtics look old because they're old. So, and because of that, I think the Knicks have a chance. If they can steal one game in Boston to start, they're going to be tough. I think if the Knicks steal game one, they win in six. If Boston wins game one, I believe the Celtics win in six.
Right,
I think
so
it all matters
way.
With game one. And then the Knicks become a real dangerous team in round two, because now all of a sudden they're a team that believes in themselves, which they're not really a team that believes in themselves right now. They've had some good luck lately, but they know it's been against scrubs, and the first sign of trouble and their confidence is going to hit the floor. So we'll see what happens in that series. The other series out east is the Magic and the Hawks. You know, this is a series where the Magic is a 6-1 favorite for the series, yet the Hawks dominated their play. They've won three out of the four games, you know, and Jason Collins, the Hawks center, plays a real good one-on-one defense against Dwight Howard, and that's why they've had the success. The rest of the game gets ugly, but they shut Dwight Howard down. If they can continue to do that, I don't see why the Hawks, you know, don't have just as good of a chance as the Magic to win that series. I don't know that they'll win, but it's certainly worth taking a little 4-1 for.
Yeah, no kidding. Look, we bounce back and we say like the Bulls and the Pacers. That's not
right.
Obviously very.
The Bulls are 40-1. You have to lay, you have to lay 4,000 to win a, you know, to win 100. Not worth
it. That's like the Heat and the Sixers.
But
I
think the Pacers are much better than people give them credit for. They had a real good end of the season. The problem is, you know, they've got these little quick guards the Pacers do, and that usually gives them an advantage against old teams like the Knicks that have, like, Chauncey Billups as a guard, defensive liability. But when you got Derrick Rose as your guard, 6'5", and he's faster than your smallest guy. I mean, I watched the Bulls play Orlando at the end of the season, and Jameer Nelson, who's a small, quick, fast guard for you know, young for Orlando, he almost broke his ankles. I mean, Rose was just killing him, and I just think the Pacers don't have an answer for Rose.
Yep. Heat and the Sixers, that's another who cares, I think.
Well, yeah, I mean, Miami is 20-1. You have to lay 2,000 to win 100 on that series. Not worth it. Sixers actually match up great against a bunch of the teams in the playoffs, just that the Heat is not one of them. The Heat actually, you know, again, I hate the Heat so much because I'm a Knicks fan, but I'm going to take the Heat to win all the way. If they're 4-1 right now, you bet 100 to win 400, and I'm going to take them to go all the way, because just in case they do, I need something to offset my feelings. I'm going to be so upset that at least I should be winning some money. So I'm going to bet the Heat to win all the way, and I'm going to root against them in every game.
We talked about the Mavericks in Portland and stuff, but the Spurs, a lot of eyes are still on the Spurs, and they take on the Grizzlies as the 8 out of there.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, the Spurs, you know, they're +2.5-1 to win the West. So, you know, it can be done. They're +4-1 to win the championship. Obviously, they're one of the best record in the West. But, you know, look, Memphis is a young, fast team, and the Spurs are an old team, and this could give them trouble. I think they get by this series, but if they have to go 6 or 7, that's going to leave them a little too tired for round two, and that's why I think the Spurs are not a good bet for all the way.
Yeah, you're talking about how, of course, you care about the Knicks. That's an emotional thing, an emotional book for you, and then the Heat, but who could be the real spoiler? Who could be the real spoiler in these playoffs?
Right. Well, I mean, I you know, again, emotions aside, I do believe the Knicks are a spoiler, a potential spoiler. You know, anytime you've got, you know, Carmelo Anthony, Amari Stoudemire, and Chauncey Billups on the floor, they can account for 75 points very easily, and they're going to put points on the board, and they're going to score with tons. If they all of a sudden get some religion and play some defense like we've seen them do in spurts, they can be very tough and give anyone in the East a problem, especially when they play Miami, because LeBron James has been owned by Carmelo Anthony ever since high school. He never plays well against them. So at that point, that's a big plus for the Knicks. And the Knicks have had success, you know, in Miami with Carmelo this year already. On the West, I think Oklahoma City Thunder, if they get out of the Nuggets series unscathed, I think are the team that can really, you know, make it happen in the West. They can beat anybody. They, you know, Durant, Westbrook, they're as good as anyone. They can score with the best of them. And, yeah, Kobe, listen, Kobe's the best player on the planet. And when he wants to win a game, there's nobody better since Michael Jordan. Arguably, you know, he's the next Michael Jordan. And that's always great. But as the years go on and Kobe finds it harder and harder to do it by himself, you know, it really depends on the rest of his squad. And, I mean, love Pau Gasol. I think he's an unbelievable finesse center. But when it comes down to the heart of the game and you need somebody to bang someone off a board, I don't think Gasol's your guy. So I think the Lakers, there's some questions still to be answered. But, you know, Phil Jackson's last year of his contract, you know he's going for it. He's, you know Kobe wants to get, you know, that next ring. Very hard to bet against the Lakers. You know, the Lakers are minus 150 to win the West. They're actually a favorite. You got to lay 150 to win 100, but it's not such a bad bet.
Yeah. Well said, Steve Budin. Of course, picknation.com, the Buddha man. I've got this all locked and loaded. We'll see how you do, and we'll talk to you again as we go through these playoffs.
All right, watch out for those Knicks.
I like the Knicks, too, so I'm right there with you.
You're plus 4-1. You got to realize, you know, Celtics are great. They're not four times better than the Knicks. They're just not,
right.
Not this
right.
Team.
Plus 4. 4-1, right?
4-1.
4-1. Have a great weekend, and thanks so much, Buddha man.
You got it.
Remember, you can send us your thoughts any time, day or night. All roads lead through the website, americatonight.net. You can catch up with us on Facebook and Twitter. And if you go there now at americatonight.net, you can see us. I'm waving at you.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste. yeast, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com. The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
I like to make predictions. I think it's fun. Sometimes they're way off the mark. And sometimes they're on the money, if you know what I mean. Politics and sports have that in common. Everybody wants to know, what do you think? Handicap it for me. What are the odds? What are the odds that Donald Trump, who's gotten tremendous buzz for the things that he's saying about Barack Obama and then comparisons to President Bush and all kinds of things about the birth certificate, what are the odds that Trump will really run for president? This is a stroke of brilliance on his part. Trump is going to make the announcement whether he will or won't run for president on the finale of The Apprentice. Some people say, see, this is why he can't become president, because he's showbiz. He's Barnum and Bailey. We don't need that on the Hill, like we haven't had that before, like we don't have that every single day. I got a new feature coming up called the Daily Tantrum. I'm serious. Every single day, somebody pitches a fit. But is it for show or is it for real? I'll tell you about the one that's centered around small business in a second. But first, finishing up with Donald Trump. He is soaking this all up. He is eating this up. This is his wheelhouse. Media, and more of it. But is he going to really run? Because he's showing up in the polls. Not as a joke, but as a possible contender. When will the finale air? May 15th. I know that I have told you several times. I've heard from pretty good sources in New York that this is a serious thing. It really isn't about all the ancillary stuff for Trump. Maybe little, because he likes it, but that he really wants to run, that he's fed up. Seems, in a way, odd to me, because Trump giving up everything he has, doing the whole presidential thing, it doesn't really fit. But every time I go back to the well, I find out the same thing, that no, this is really serious. So the answer is May 15th, we'll know for sure. He's going to hold a press conference to announce, I think, his candidacy. I think he's going to do that. I trust these sources. I think it's going to happen. Then it becomes, can a real outsider, a billionaire businessman with an attitude and a serious opinion and a take-no-prisoners kind of personality, can he beat the normal political types that keep coming up whenever you talk about the Republicans? And he says if he doesn't get the Republican nod, if in fact this becomes official, he'll just become an independent. He'll just run on the independent ticket. Then that even throws another curveball into things. Could he really win on the independent side of the ledger? We haven't seen that ever happen before. I mean, the guy has an insatiable appetite for publicity. That's why he's done so well at times in his businesses, because he knows how to move merchandise, product, the word. He's about the word, and it's him. He's the brand. It's so brilliant that he tries to pass that on to his children a little bit. And probably Ivanka has the most of the Trump, of Donald, I think, in her. Not so much the son, but it's really about him. It's really, really about him. And it's money, you think, that moves the Donald. So it's almost mysterious as to why would he jump into this game. And how much is he actually worth? He says he would disclose everything. That gets intriguing, doesn't it? Because the slams on Obama are about the lack of transparency, really, especially with the whole birth certificate thing. So if this isn't a stunt and it's real, and he's saying, look, this isn't a stunt, it's too important, our country's in trouble, it's not being led properly, it needs help. How much money does it take to become president? He probably has enough. He certainly has friends with enough of it. I read something today. They say the 2012 election campaign price tag, oh, you only need $8 billion. Well, probably $8 billion total will be spent, but $1 billion a piece or so. Obama is expected to get that, about $1 billion, for the re-election. Then it becomes the battle of all the advertising and all that stuff, but that's part of running. So how odd is it where we're screaming about our deficit and we're about to smash our heads collectively on the debt ceiling and default unless something's done there? And we're still, we, the government, still working on 2012. So you've got people running for president that have to spend $1 billion? That's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. So to get the government position of the commander-in-chief while we're talking about how we can save money and how we can slash and get more cash, they're spending. They're asking people to donate and to make it all add up to like $1 billion. Is that not ass backwards or what? If I ever saw it, it is. It is crazy. Crazy. All right, quickly, the Daily Tantrum. It's just too juicy not to do this because every day, just a few phone calls away from my fingertips, I can find out about the Daily Tantrum on the Hill. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid went berserko and threatened to pull a small business bill off the Senate floor. He did that on Thursday night. He had a big fat blow up with Olympia Snowe, the senator, the Republican senator from Maine. And what happened was she tried to get a vote on an amendment that would restrict the government's ability to impose, follow along, regulations by mandating economic studies on the impact of those regulations. That sounds crazy, doesn't it? Meaning she just wanted, she wanted some juice. She wanted the studies. She wanted regulations only done by the economic studies on the impact of them. So what would it mean if you have these regulations? Kind of makes sense to me. I don't know. So she tried to add the Small Business Regulatory Freedom Act, is what it was called, to the list of amendments that the Senate would have to consider in relationship to the small business bill. And Reid went nuts, said that this is ridiculous, and that obviously this bill's not going to go forward. There's just no way because it's not relevant. Or he likes to throw out big words now and then, or as he called it, germane to the legislation. He said he was disappointed and that she's going to cause it to fail, and that this was so galling that she would do this because this is so important, the small business legislation. I mean, really, he said nothing. He just said it's so important, it's galling, we need to get it through. And she's just trying to say we want this to be attached to it so that it makes relevant, we've got something relevant here when you have all these cockamamie regulations, in other words, red tape connected to it. I don't think it was so odd what she proposed as it was explained to me. So, you know, if you ask anybody who has a small business what their major deal is with Congress, you know what it is? Cut the crap and the red tape. We need reform when it comes to your regulations. There's too many burdens on us. How can we hire people and thrive when we're too busy dotting the I's and crossing the T's that make no sense? So that's what her amendment was doing. It would require the federal agencies to consider the impact of those regulations that they're putting out there. That's pretty simple. I don't think it's galling. I don't think it should kill the bill. Why not get it right the first time? They don't even analyze what they're setting up. They don't analyze what the impact is on the small businesses before they put the law out there. It makes sense. It makes sense. Does it make sense to everybody else, or am I just looking at this the wrong way? Anybody who's worked for a small business or has had a small business, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So, I mean, the boxing gloves were on. He really went for her throat, and she snapped back. So will they resolve this or not? Well, we'll see. They're going to return to it in May because there's a two-week recess, they'll get back to it. So it's just a way, really, to push it off. I mean, he was insulting her from what I could see. So to me, that would be your daily tantrum. It's what a dummy. I don't get it. The bill's going to go down in flames at the rate it is anyway. It's not going to be a small business bill by the time they're done with it. Too much red tape. So pro-business doesn't seem like it rhymes with Senator Harry Reid. You think? I don't think so. And perhaps that's really what was ailing him. You got to get friendly with small business. These people in government that are trying to set up the blockades in a time when we really need the cash flow, we need money to flow, we need people to have these jobs, it's just the wrong way to go. She was right. Each and every day, we're going to give you a daily tantrum. It won't even be that hard, I swear. There's probably several of them. If you have any thoughts, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today. The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right. Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS. Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Nation with hopefully some great weather on tap for most of you. Isn't the snow gone? The snow is gone. Of course, as soon as I say that, we'll have some bizarre snowstorm somewhere, but I don't think so. I said at the top of the show that I was going to explain the whole budget thing, and I will. Just let me boil it down in a nutshell for you. The problem with the budget deal, it's never what it seems. So, $38.5 billion, basically. That's the deal. But it's only going to cut spending by 35 and change. So, $35 million. So it's $38.5 billion, and it's only going to cut, I don't want to confuse you, and it's only going to cut, or myself, it's only going to slice the spending by $352 million, below the 2010 spending rates. I'm confused. That's not what I thought it was. Is it what you thought it was? Because I've played this game long enough, I know it's never, ever, ever what it seems. So the Congressional Budget Office, they do their analysis of the spending deal that passed. And they're saying pretty much it cuts spending by less than 1/100th of what both Republicans or Democrats claimed. One, just keep remembering this number, 1/100th. So, the joke's on us. It's nowhere near the bullseye, nowhere near it. And why is that? Well, it increases, the increases in spending included in this deal, especially at the Defense Department, are decisions that draw over half of the savings, the money, in other words, from the rescissions. So they're funds that were authorized but just weren't spent. So they were already earmarked. They were earmarked, if you will. And the cuts to the reserve funds and to the mandatory spending programs like the farm subsidies, that's how you arrive at that number of less than 1/100. Whew. Yeah. Never what it seems. Always keep that in mind, ladies and gentlemen. All right, the other thing I said that I would clear up is how excited we all are about the shuttles, especially me. I'm a geek for the whole NASA thing. But in Texas, they are very upset, especially in Houston, because why didn't the Johnson Space Center get a shuttle? Why was that not a place that was picked to retire one of the shuttles? In fact, a NASA administrator, Chuck Bolden, decided to say, you know, what did you send a letter to them and say, what did you use in making your decision, meaning members of the House of Representatives, because that's where it was sent. And NASA announced the locations getting the shuttles. And I've already said this, but just for fun, I'll say it again in case you missed it because it's worthwhile. The Atlantis will be at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. I'm there. the Endeavor at the California Science Center in L.A. The Discovery at the Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum in Virginia. And the test shuttle, the Enterprise, at the Intrepid Sea Air and Space Museum in New York, so you get to go on that aircraft carrier. Very, very cool. But that's the first thing I thought, too. Why didn't Houston get anything? That they just weren't included in this. I didn't hear any good explanation for it yet at this point. I mean, it's where Mission Control is, and it's the center where you've got the human space flight research. So Johnson Space Center is pretty big as far as human space flight. And so there were plenty of people who were upset. They say that 17 members of the Texan House delegation are part of this letter. They say they're prepared to use their power in Congress, and including legislation to prevent funding of the transfer to stop the decision. Ooh. I think we're going to see a little bit of a fight here. I mean, it's a big deal. It's not just the whole honor thing, but you got to think about it. How many more people want to go and see a shuttle? At the Intrepid, for example, they don't know. I mean, they're forecasting, they're predicting, they're doing what I like to do, trying to throw the darts out there and guess. But at the Intrepid, they're talking maybe 300,000 more people will go through. That's 106 million. That's a pretty big chunk of change. And so Houston's not getting a shuttle, at least not now, unless something dramatically switches. But they've already been promised to those other places. So I don't think they're gonna see it. Let's go to Jeff in Oregon. Hey Jeff, thanks for hanging in the wings. What's up?
Hey Kate, how are you? I just want to know what you think about Fred Thompson for president, since he's a former L.A. law.
Hey, you know what? Fred Thompson was just on The Good Wife, another legal series. He made a little guest appearance, and he did that radio show and stopped doing it a couple of months ago. I don't think he'll do that. He doesn't want to run for president again. He saw what it was like, and people got out the ugly stick, and I don't think he liked it very much. So, no, he won't do it, no.
Well, I told your producer I won the thing called the Volunteer of the Month for OMSI. OMSI is a space and science museum.
Really?
In Oregon.
So you volunteer there? Is that what you do?
Yes, and we had our awards today, and I worked over 124 hours, they said, for the year.
Wow. So what do you do? What do you do at the – what do you do at – what's it called, OMSI?
OMSI.
What do you do?
I'm a greeter. and we got Lost Little Egypt, Lost Egypt there.
Very cool.
And
so
you would like it.
Oh, I love history, any of that kind of stuff. 124 hours. That's great.
Yeah.
Good
well,
for you
I
volunteering.
Just,
woo! We're proud
I
of you.
I just got my year award this month for 1 year.
Yeah, congratulations. Keep
and
bringing it,
say
Jeff.
Say hi to Shelly for me, Kate. She's
I will.
Listening
hey,
to you.
Shelly. We want to say hi to Shelly. And, Jeff, you have a fabulous weekend, and congratulations. I'm glad you told us that. It's interesting Jeff brings that volunteering up. I wonder how many other people listening to America Tonight do things like the stuff that Jeff tells us that he does, volunteering. I used to – here's a little-known Kate factoid. I used to volunteer at a museum in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I lived there for a short time. I was in television, and I just loved the museum. It was the Natural History Museum. They had a lot of dinosaur stuff and whatever, and somehow I got hooked into it, and it was pretty fun stuff. It was. They were kind of surprised because here I was doing this TV thing, but I did it just for fun. I did it to see the kids and learn more about the dinosaurs and paleontology and all that kind of stuff. And in New Mexico, they actually have a lot of dinosaur digs areas in some of the more remote parts, and I got to go out on a couple of them, and I thought it was the coolest thing because I grew up in a big city. If there's dinosaur tracks, trust me, they're covered over, and I couldn't believe the things that I saw out in the desert. And I bet there's a few of you that probably volunteer somewhere. It might not be in a museum. It might be in some other setting, but hey, good for you. Good for you. I'm going to leave you with this one. Do you know there's another birth certificate controversy? Yeah, let's end this hour on a controversy. Well, sort of. Mitt Romney. There was a little bit of a mystery surrounding his birth certificate. Not quite as big as the Obama problems that he's having with the birther movement. But what happened was, the former Massachusetts governor's given middle name had a few people wondering what was going on, because his name is Willard Mitt Romney, and they couldn't find birth records. Birth records are restricted in Michigan, and only a person or parent named on the record or a legal guardian can get a copy. I guess the mystery was solved. Romney's middle name, it seems, is Milton. Although there are no public reports of Romney releasing his birth certificate. I don't know. Maybe it's short for something else. Have any suggestions? What could it be short for?